Missouri musicians, then and now.
So I will start out by saying I watched some videos last night and I saw the Barracuda video. Wow. I was stunned because I love Heart. It was my mom's favorite band growing up. And just the fact that, like, you were playing it and singing it at the same time, it was wild. So, like, I was impressed anyway, like, by what you can do. But then when I saw that, I was like, I was really excited for today. So,
thank you.
Aislinn Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a middle name, Rose?
Yeah.
So is that going to be kind of like your stage name, if you will?
I guess.
Yeah. I've never had a stage name. I never got big enough for that kind of a thing.
I haven't either. Everybody just calls me Aislinn or Aislinn.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Do they butcher your name a lot?
Yes. Aislinn.
Oh, no. That's not even close.
I know.
So has anybody like that that's introduced you when you're about to play, have they butchered your name before?
Yes.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's okay. I correct them, though, and they're not like too, I'm sorry about it.
Oh.
They're just like, yeah, okay. I'll keep that in mind.
So you are a young lady. How old are you?
13.
What?
Yeah, I still feel like I'm 12, to be honest. Is it still February?
It is.
Gosh.
So you all are from St. Charles area?
Mm-hmm.
So you involved in the St. Louis music scene at all?
Yeah.
Kind of getting introduced to it, maybe?
A little bit. Have you ever heard of Charlac?
No. Is that a city or a venue?
It's a little area in St. Louis. It's like a little strip mall. It's got a bar at the very end. That's where I play a lot. That's where a lot of people from St. Louis like to go to see people perform.
Okay. What's the name of that place?
Charlac Pub.
Cool. So your home base, huh? That's kind of where you're...
Sort of.
People can find you the most often?
Yeah. Okay, so I started out just practicing guitar and stuff. Then we got introduced to a kids' jam at this place called Night Shift Bar and Grill in St. Peter's. And, we went to that kids' jam for a few months. It was the first Sunday of the month. And then after a few months, we heard of the, it was the jam at Diamond. Yeah, the jam at Diamond. Okay, so we did the jam at Diamond every Thursday. Then we went to, was it Parrots or Night Shift? Parrots, yeah, Parrots. We went to Parrots Bar and Grill every Wednesday. I'm pretty sure it was every Wednesday at the time. Yeah, and then we went to Night Shift every Sunday of the month.
So how often do you do that kind of stuff now? Like, is it like three nights a week or just every now and then randomly?
It's pretty straightforward. It's like... I'm losing count. It's like...
Sundays?
Sundays.
Where do you play?
Sundays, I play at Night Shift.
Tuesdays?
I play at Charlac.
Wednesdays?
Parrots, occasionally.
Thursdays?
Diamond and Charlac.
Right, so four nights a week.
Four nights a week, yes.
Wow. Four nights a week?
And on Thursdays, two separate jams in two different places.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're good. So you play in two different places on Thursday nights?
Yeah.
Every week?
Well, the week that just passed. Yeah, last week. I didn't go there because I absolutely have no idea why. I think it was because, like, it was, like, really late.
It was really late when we got done at Diamond.
Yeah.
So. Oh, you ran long at one place. Yeah. I gotcha.
We kept jamming. It was fun.
That is nuts. Like, that's a consistent, like, practically full-time gig load, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how long do those go? Like 3-4 hours?
It can be up to 3 or 4 hours. They usually start from like, they usually range from like 2 hours to 4 hours.
Wow. Dang.
It can go for like an entire day sometimes.
How late
do I play out at Charlotte? Usually until like 12 o'clock, maybe 12:30.
Wow.
A.M.
I don't even think I could stay up that late anymore. Like, I think about that, you know, because I used to play gigs and stuff, and I would get done at like midnight, and then, you know, you hang around and wait to get paid, or you get your free pizza or whatever. And, you know, it got to the point where it's like, I got to work tomorrow at 7. I got to get out of here. So I don't think I could do that anymore. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If I were playing 4 nights a week back in the day, I would be thrilled. So I know a jam is different than a gig, but that's a really, really, really solid start.
Yeah.
So you play guitar
mm-hmm.
and sing.
Mm-hmm.
So are you kind of the main singer and guitar player at these jams, or...?
Most of the time. Sometimes I play rhythm guitar when I don't know the lead part.
Mm-hmm.
But I do sing most of the time, so yeah.
So they need you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm that secret sauce.
There you go. Well, I was told before we started that they kind of request you. Like, they really want to make sure you're there.
Yeah. Oh, right. At Redfish, Bluefish, I'm playing with Mayday Rocks, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They asked her to sit in with them tonight. It's a band that's playing in St. Charles. They requested her to come and do part of their second set with them.
Yeah.
So that's not a jam, that's an actual gig that she's participating in.
Yeah, that's a gig.
Are you nervous?
No.
No.
I wasn't nervous last time.
You got that going on that's going to be considered like a gig. So have you had any other gigs, like, because you don't have a band, is that right?
Yeah, not really.
So you just kind of fill in the gaps at places, whether it's jams or other people's gigs and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
People totally invite me for their gigs.
So do you want to be in a band?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot?
Yeah.
So do you want to join someone else's band, or do you want to start your own?
It depends, really.
Yeah.
Like, if my friends want to start a band with me, that's totally cool. I'll join that band. But if someone, like, invites me to a band, yeah, sure, I'll try and join them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll join them.
Yeah. How long have you been playing guitar?
How old am I again? 7 years.
7 years? You know, I was telling my wife that I think you're a better guitar player than I am. When your mom said something about playing a song for the podcast, I was kind of like, I've never done that before. And I think I made a joke with her about, like, I don't know if I could hang with her. Like, I don't know if I have the chops to keep up, you know, with something that you would play. But, well, lucky for me, I don't have any left-handed guitars here, so you will not be playing today, unfortunately. So what kind of guitar do you have?
I have a few. I have a Gibson SG. I have a Flying V. Randy Rhodes Jackson. It's got a Floyd Rose on it.
Mm.
What's the other one? Yeah, I got a like a Dinky Jackson.
Nice. Man, Jacksons are great.
Yeah.
I've never had the honor of playing a Gibson and a Flying V. I'm 37 years old and I'm like, a Flying V is like mind-blowing to me. So you are so awesome. Like, that's so cool. You play a lot of Metallica on the Flying V?
How'd you guess?
Ah, ha, ha, ha. All the gearheads listening are like, yeah, Flying V, Randy Rhodes, Metallica. They know. They know. What are your short-term goals, medium-term goals? I don't know if that's a phrase or not. And long-term goals with music. What are you doing this for? You just doing it for fun? You doing it because you love it?
I really love it, actually. And it's really fun.
Yeah. Is it a hobby?
Yeah. I get tips. So that's like a little bit of money.
Getting tips for your hobby is a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. So do you want to like join a band and take over the world? Do you want to get famous?
I don't want to take over the world. I just want to be another really good band.
Yeah. Okay. I'll ask again, like, what do you want to do in, like, right now? Like, what's your goal? What are you striving for?
I don't know, really.
Yeah. You're just living in the moment.
Yeah, this is just really fun.
That's good. Because eventually you'll grow up really quickly and you'll be like, oh my gosh, those were the good old days. And the good old days will be gone, you know what I mean? Hopefully not. Hopefully they'll last a long time.
Yeah.
So is there pressure for you to do anything a specific way in order to succeed with music, do you think?
Not really anymore, but, okay, like, 1 or 2 years ago, I had to do this, I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was an audition for, like, a Music Artist of the Year competition, and, I played Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
I played it in the original tuning. I played it, and then they're like, okay, play it capoed to like the second fret or something, and I just burst out in tears.
Oh no, what's up with that?
I have no idea why I did.
That sucks. Did you feel like they said that because you did it wrong or something?
That's what I thought.
Did you have to sing it too?
Yeah.
Hmm. So what ended up happening with that? Like,
oh, I just got disqualified.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Then what did you do after that, the next year?
The next year. That was last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I practiced this song a million times, and, I had two entries, and, I nailed both of them, actually.
Second year.
Same judge.
Oh.
I finished second place.
Nice. So what happens then? Is that just something that is added to your resume? Is that just like something to brag about?
Basically.
Yeah. Bragging rights.
I got a record contract.
How can a young musician get things going without a large social media presence? Because everything's all about social media, you know?
You gotta, like, find some way to tell people what you're doing. Like,
right.
Okay, I'm doing this. What about you? Yeah, I'm doing this.
So how do you communicate with fans or whatever? Is it mainly just through your jam stuff?
Well, my mom runs my Facebook account. So, she talks to my fans and stuff.
Cool. So you do have a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
So something happened with that?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me about it?
Do you not remember what happened?
I don't remember what happened.
That's okay. Jump in here. I'll make it work.
I toggled something in the settings that alerted them that she was under 13, even though I was in charge of the channel. Since it was her face on there, they took down the channel because she wasn't 13.
I was so a minor.
13. You're still a minor. You're 13. They allowed me to put it back. But in the meantime, the videos all disappeared. I didn't think I was going to be able to get them back.
My channel disappeared.
And then when she turned 13, which just happened 2 weeks ago.
Oh, hey, happy late birthday.
Thank you.
I checked out the page and all the videos were still there. They just were unpublished, so I just republished them. But so, I mean, when she does a new video, I always try to get it uploaded. That's where the Barracuda audition is. Yeah, that was kind of an oh shucks moment, because I've been posting her jam videos there since she was 9 years old, and then they all disappeared. But
9 year old me was just,
yeah. Well, yeah. If you watch her videos, you can definitely see that she's getting more and more comfortable in her skin.
It takes time. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're young.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thankfully, the YouTube channel did get put back, turned back on, because it enabled me to watch some videos, and it was really cool. Hey, everybody. It's Jordan. I just wanted to invite you to check us out on Facebook. Like, follow, drop me a message. Let me know if there's someone you'd like to come on the show. Tell me what your favorite podcast episode was. Give me some feedback. Tips, tricks, positive stuff, negative stuff. If you have a question you'd like me to ask our guest, let me know on Facebook. I just want to hear from you, so let's talk. I hope to talk to you soon. So you met some celebrities, some celebrity musicians.
Yep.
Nita Strauss?
Yep.
What was that like?
That was incredible, actually. I went to one of her concerts at Diamond Music Hall. I got free tickets. Is that right?
We were invited to come to the show.
Yeah, we were invited.
By the venue owners.
Yeah, the venue owners.
We wanted her to see Nita Strauss.
I saw the pictures. You were on her bus.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
We jammed.
What? You're starstruck still, aren't you? Ah, that's cool. So did you, like, get advice from her or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I hope so. I put you on the spot, didn't I? That's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, so the song Crazy Train.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a year ago. About a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... yeah, when we were jamming, I told her that I knew how to play Crazy Train, and she said that was really cool. Okay, show me what you got. And I played it, and then she's like, okay, that was amazing. Let me show you something. You see this little lick here? Diddly 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 diddly. Diddly 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 diddly. Try that. Diddly 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 diddly.
You're just like, I can't believe I'm sitting here getting, like, instruction from Nita Strauss. You'll never forget that, I bet you.
Mm-mm.
What about Sam Colton? Faster Pussycat. I've heard the name. I'm not familiar with the band.
Oh. Well, I don't really remember.
Sam Bam.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Sam Bam is the lead guitarist for Faster Pussycat, which was a big metal band in the 80s.
Okay.
And one of her guitar teachers, Mark Crowell, mm-hmm. was Sam Bam's guitar teacher. So.
And he got his start at
Charlotte. And he got his start at Charlotte Pub also.
Oh.
So that's the connection to Sam Bam. And we got tickets to Faster Pussycat when he was in St. Charles. St. Louis area last year, and because of their shared, you know, teacher, they got to meet. And
okay.
And so they had the same, like, he's still friends with Mark. Mark is currently teaching her, and it was just really cool that how that all played out. So
mm-hmm.
Now you remember the story and you can tell it.
I did not remember the story.
Mark Crowell.
Yep.
So he's mentoring you, that's a big difference between teaching. Like, I saw the word mentored. So how has that been going? How long has that been going on, if you had to guess? And what have you learned from him?
Well, I think I've been learning from him for about almost a year. Yeah, almost a year. And what was the next question?
Like, what have you learned from him? Like, do you do, you know, scales
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do theory and stuff like
that. Theory.
And we do learn songs. Like, what's the other heart song? Magic Man, yeah.
Nice.
I think I recently learned that one.
I like singing.
He taught me Master of Puppets.
What?
Yeah.
I might need to get in touch with this guy. I need some help. I'm washed up. Magic Man, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a huge heart fan, so this is going to be a prevalent thing. So you know what you need to do? You should tell him this can be a long-term goal. The intro to Crazy on You.
Oh my god. I gotta learn how to play acoustic guitar again.
Ah, do it. I want to hear it.
Oh my gosh.
Get me the footage of you playing the Crazy on You intro.
I'll try. Maybe not now.
Which Wilson is the guitar player? I forget.
Nancy.
Okay. There we go.
I keep forgetting. Mom keeps forgetting.
They're both amazing. So, you know, those Wilson sisters are awesome. We're going to do like a quick little thing here. And it's just favorites. All right.
Okay.
So, no deep thought-provoking stuff here. Just a quick thing. So, your favorite genre of music?
It's definitely like late 90s music or like 80s rock music.
Good.
I like rock.
Artists to listen to?
I've got a few of them, but I gotta say Metallica is my number one favorite.
Yes! We're gonna hang out for a while. We have a lot in common. Alright. Favorite artist to play?
Metallica.
Yes! 3 for 3! Favorite guitar?
Like, one of my favorite guitars?
Yes.
Okay, I can't pick favorites for the guitar.
They won't get mad. Don't worry. It's okay.
Okay. Okay, don't tell my guitars this, but I like my V very much.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I mean, how could you not?
For real.
I usually ask people what their best gig was and their worst gig. So, you don't have to be specific to the venue or anything, but I just want to hear, like 20 years from now, if you're telling, you know, kids or something, like, about your time in music, which hopefully would still be going on at that time,
mm-hmm.
What is, like, your go-to story of, like, this was an amazing night? Just when, like, everything seemed to just click and you felt like you're on top of the world.
Okay, I really enjoyed the School of Rock concert that I did for the first time. It was really fun.
When did you do that?
Sometime in January.
Mm-hmm. So is that kind of like the movie? Like, did you and a whole bunch of other people get together and play one song? Or?
Well, we played multiple songs with different groups.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun.
What song did you play? Or what's some of the songs that you played?
They played a few Foo Fighters songs.
Nice.
They're a good band. I played No Doubt.
Okay.
Just a Girl.
Okay.
Good song, yeah. I played, what's it called?
Uninvited.
Yeah, Uninvited by Alanis Morissette.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
I like that one, too,
though. I didn't choose it.
Yeah. That's a very, like, kind of haunting song.
It's the two different keys that clash, but they sound good together. Like, why did you choose D major and D minor?
That's the theory kicking in. Mark Crowell.
Yes.
Killing it. She's learning. So that sounds like it was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about a worst gig? Now, this can also lead into something else. It's a segment of the show called Musical Mishaps. So basically, it's something to where you're playing a gig and like nothing is going right.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, okay.
Last week.
There you go.
Okay, last week.
Let's hear about it.
Last week. I'm not going to say the name of the place.
Okay, that's good.
But, yeah, I was doing a jam. Okay, I was just playing Enter Sandman by Metallica. Yes, more Metallica. All of a sudden, the guitar just completely cuts out. Like, where did the sound go? Where did everything go? Like, the amp just completely bugged. So they had to fix it. They plugged it back in. So we started playing it again, like, from the chorus. Then right after the solo, I got done. The microphone just, doop! Like,
oh no.
Yes!
Oh. What?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So you had multiple mishaps in one song.
And it wasn't just me. It was the singer, the next singer, and the bass player. So the singer, I'm pretty sure, like, didn't something go wrong with his microphone or something? Oh yeah, the really bad feedback. And the bass player, he just completely lost. He got completely unplugged.
What?
I have no idea how. This just all happened in one night.
Maybe he did it on purpose. He's like, there's something going on here. I'm out.
Gremlins.
Now, you've played a lot of jams, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, I can absolutely do another musical mishaps because it's like a separate thing. Like, I'd put out its own musical mishaps episode. All right. If you have more, let's hear it.
I'm doing a talent show for this pageant. I really only entered for the talent show. I was playing a song, Jessica, by the Allman Brothers. I had this little drum machine. Not very trustworthy. You see, it was supposed to be set at like 169 beats per minute. It went down to 60 beats per minute. And there's a two minute time limit on all of these.
Oh no.
I know.
So you just played it like at that tempo that you were supposed to.
Yeah, I couldn't fix it because, like, well, I was on a time limit. I couldn't do anything.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
Yeah. So let's go through the jams that you are a part of on a routine basis. Where are they and what day of the week are they?
Sunday, Night Shift Bar and Grill.
In St. Peter's.
Tuesday, Charlac Pub in Charlac. Wednesdays, every first Wednesday of the month now. Parrots, Bar and Grill. St. Peter's. And Thursdays, Diamond Music Hall in St. Peter's and Charlac Pub in Charlac.
You own St. Peter's, don't you?
Yes.
That's awesome. Man, that's probably a little bit of a drive for me. I might have to make it sometime, though, so old man Jordan can get his guitar out and be totally embarrassed by you. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't be embarrassed.
No, I'll probably play something here when we're done. Cool. Well, everybody, check out Aislinn Rose at those jams, at those times. You're like a unicorn. I've been telling people, left-handed, guitar player, young lady, 13 years old, and you love rock and like metal music.
I don't think that's very unicorn.
It is. It is. And you know what? Hopefully you inspire other people your age to like the same kind of music and stuff. Because, yeah. Because, you know, we talked about this before we got started, this whole Fortnite exposing kids to certain music thing. I'm not for it. So they need to remember the kind of music that your parents taught you about. So you're killing it. You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
I wish you good luck, and let's keep in touch.
All right.
All right. Take care.